Hey everyone, and welcome back to the MIP, the Male Infertility Podcast. I'm your host Nick, and this is episode 6. So, since the last time, I just want to do a few announcements. I've created a Instagram account for the podcast. So, so I'm not using my voiceover one, I can actually do it on its own specific page, and it's just so I can keep them separate. So everything that's going to be infertility wise or anything to do with the podcast or anything to do with like the journey that we're going on, that's all going to be on the Male Infertility Podcast now. And I'm going to make sure it doesn't, basically my voiceover thing is kept separately, even though obviously I use it to do the podcast. You know, I just want to keep it separate anyway. And then I can focus more on the fact that the message and the advice that I'm trying to get across to everyone. So that's that. And so episode 6. So when I was thinking of the ideas for this episode, I was having a chat with someone at work and we were talking about it and stuff. And she said, was asking questions about me and the wife, like how, like the strains it would have potentially, or not just us, but like other people who were in the same situation. And I was like, okay. So I thought about it and I've come up with a few things that I want to discuss really. Not necessarily anything that like we've gone through or potentially could go through or whatever, but this is blatantly going to be happening around the world. I know that there's a lot of people out there in America who listen to the podcast. And to be fair, there's quite a few people in like different countries, Australia and India, obviously England as well, UK. But there's obviously going to be strain on the relationship. So that's what I'm going to be talking about today. There is no update personally for me and the wife this time because we're in between. We've got an appointment next week, so there's no actual proper update. So I'm going to skip that and get cracking on the actual episode. So here we go. So initially, when you find out that, say, one of you unfortunately is infertile, what sort of reactions are you going to be thinking about? What sort of reactions is your partner going to be thinking about? I mean, from my perspective, due to me being fairly strong-willed and like mentally strong, it didn't affect me as much as it could have. Now, I know that for other people, things could be like way, way differently, but it's not just how I feel. It's obviously how your partner feels as well, because luckily for me, I mean, thinking about it, if say you're with a partner and you obviously been together for say, let's just say 5 years, and you've been trying for a baby for a couple of years, nothing's really going on, and you're still young, you know what I mean? You like, might be around 30, but you're still fairly young. And then you find out that either partner is infertile. There's a small chance that in a way the other person like doesn't feel let down, but like could potentially feel let down, or like think, oh my God, I made a mistake by getting with this person. I've wasted all this time. I could have been with someone else. Like it sounds really harsh, like just even saying it, but I imagine it's got to have happened. It has got to have happened. And obviously that's a strain on the relationship instantly. Like, luckily for me, me and the wife obviously were so strong and like, obviously we love each other and everything else. But there's going to be people in different situations. Like, I know for a fact that for me personally, I'm really glad that the wife stayed with me. You know what I mean? I don't know what I would have done if like, say she left and then you just kind of left by yourself. You're left by yourself. You've got no one to talk to, no one to do anything with, and you're infertile as well. I mean, talk about double whammy. Like, that's massive. So for me personally, I'm thank you to the wife for staying with me. I know it's pretty deep. I think it's going to be a pretty deep episode, I'll be honest. So that's that. And it's obviously, it's not just the strain of now knowing that your partner's infertile. It's knowing that having a baby isn't going to be as easy as the normal way. Let's call it the normal way, just to, you know, put it out there. It's not straightforward. You know that there's going to be, it's going to take time, regardless of whether if you go down IVF or IUI, or if ultimately you go down the adoption route, or even just fostering, you know what I mean? But it's not going to be like straightforward and easy. And that instantly puts pressure on both of you. I mean, like thinking back to it now, it's pretty hardcore, you know what I mean? Especially if let's just say you've not been together for very long either. Let's forget about people who've been together for 5 years. Let's just say you've been together for 2 years and maybe you're not feeling too solid. Maybe it's been a bit awkward recently. And then you find out that, and then it could all just blow up and be horrible. I mean, if anyone's been through that sort of thing, then I really do feel for you, because it would be horrible. If anyone has, then just send me a message and let's talk about it, you know what I mean? See if I can help maybe. Now moving on to my next point is finding out about this stuff, about finding out that you or your partner is infertile. How does it affect you from a sexual way? Because I know for me, anyway, before we found out that I was infertile and I went for all the tests and stuff, the pressure of just trying for a baby was stressful. Let's put it that way, stressful, and it hindered performance. But like, how does it make you feel afterwards? So say from my perspective, so from a bloke, I know that you find out that you're infertile and, I don't know, you want to get jiggy with the wife or so on, or your partner, and you get down to it and, or she's wanting a bit. And how do you feel when you do it? Because obviously in your head, you've had a massive kick to the balls, literally. And how do you feel mentally? Do you just go with the flow and cool, yeah, we go for it sort of thing? Or because of what you've just gone through, are you feeling extra pressure now? Like, oh my God, I'm infertile, I feel less of a man. I don't know if I can do this sort of thing. Like not tonight, maybe tomorrow sort of thing. It's going to affect you. It's bound to, it has to. For me personally, once we actually found out that I did have azoospermia, it was actually a relief to find out that we knew what it was, basically. Like, between that time, between like trying for the baby and then going for the tests and ultimately finding out after the three tests and having a chat with them, with the one of the doctors, I can't remember which one it was, and then finding out, when I actually found out, it was literally like a weight had been lifted. It's like, okay, so yes, obviously you have the horrible feeling of knowing that you can't father a child naturally through your sperm, but for me, just knowing was enough to just lighten the load enough to make me feel just not better, but like just more relaxed, basically. And well, we've had no problems since, so that'll end with that. Anyway, next one. So the mental states, I've touched on it previously, in the episode and obviously previously on other episodes, that's gonna affect you as well. I mean, there's gonna be people out there who, when they find out all this stuff, it's gonna change them. So, I've also got what I want to talk about is like arguments, and let's just say arguments occurring where they didn't do before. You know what I mean? So, what's the cat? Anakin, what are you doing? Meow. So, arguments occurring where they didn't before. Yeah, obviously, but due to the extra strain and extra pressure that's been happening to you both, it will affect you. You know what I mean? Like, when we were going through it all, apart from literally four people, I think, maybe four or five people at work and like family-wise, nobody knew that I was going through this and the wife was going through this for, I want to say, nearly a year. And obviously having to deal with this on a daily basis, going to work, doing the 50-hour week, coming home, and like, it's a strain, you know what I mean? You can't really express yourself because at first you don't want everyone to know. No, you know what I mean? That you don't need them to know, but you don't want them to know either, especially when you're not sure yet. You're still waiting for all these results to come back and all the tests and so on. And then that can affect you when you get home. I mean, usually you might talk about stuff when you're at work and to your colleagues or to your friends. And it's kind of like venting a little bit. So you're kind of like letting off steam. But if you don't have the opportunity to do that, then the pressure and the stress might get to you and you might end up just having arguments at home with your partner for absolutely no reason. You know, we might argue over the stupidest things. And let's be honest, nobody wants to argue with the partner. I know I don't. Definitely not. It's not my style. But yeah, I mean, just the extra pressure every time, just always thinking about it. So the next one I've got on my list that I want to talk about today is, let's just say you're a man, you've gone through this, you're going through let's just say you're figuring out which direction you want to go after finding out that you can't have children through the usual way. So you want to get, your wife wants to go down the donor sperm route, but you're not sure how you feel about that. You're thinking in your head, you could be thinking in your head, because let's be honest, there's going to be people out there who are going to be thinking exactly what I'm about to say. For the record, I'm not one of them, but there are going to be people out there, because this isn't just, it's just naturally how you're going to feel when you think that there's another person who's going to be fathering your child. So, how does it affect you, and what strain does it put on you if your partner thinks that they can't father this child because they see it as someone else's? I mean, that's deep. So, for me, it's all about communicating and getting the message across to, let's just say it's the man, so because we're a male infertility podcast. So, getting the message across to the man that, yes, it is a donor who will be technically fathering the child, but ultimately, like I've said in the last episode, it doesn't matter. You're going to bring it up. You're going to be the one who's giving it love. You're the one who's going to be feeding it. You're the one who's going to be changing the nappy at 2 a.m. in the morning, not a random donor. You know what I mean? That donor, if anything, he's done this to help you have a child. So for me, it's literally all about communicating and getting the message across to these people. I know that it will be difficult because people's mental states are all different, and the way they think is different as well. I mean, I'm clearly open-minded because otherwise I wouldn't be doing the podcast. But like, some people won't think this way. They'll think, I can't do it. Babe, I can't do it. I can't have a sperm donor because then it won't be mine. It will be yours. I can guarantee it. regardless of if you have to sign the paperwork or anything, you will still be the father of that child because you'll be the one raising it. You'll be the one that it picks up the mannerisms off, and you will be the daddy. And that's what matters. Love, care, looking after them. That's what makes you a dad. I know that, and I'm not even a dad yet. So, I will be. We will be, yes. But it's all about the communicating. I keep banging on about it, but it is. It really, really is. So, obviously, if you're a bloke listening to this, I hope you can understand where I'm coming from. And if you're a woman who's listening to this, whose partner is in a similar situation to me, and you're not sure how you want to talk to them about it or so on, or you, it's literally just talk to them. Don't go in there like nagging them or anything like that, because no bloke likes to be nagged at. But understand how they feel, because that's the first step, I think. You need to understand how they feel about it. Ultimately, the man needs to understand how the woman feels as well, because it's only, like, in my view, if you've got two people, one of them is infertile, the other one's not, I believe it's only right that the partner who isn't infertile should be able to mother a child, like go through the pregnancy and give birth and all that. Because for me, I wouldn't want the wife to miss out. I don't think it's fair. Like, it's not fair on her that I'm infertile. It's just a really crap roll of the dice that I got. And she should still be able to go through it, in my opinion. Obviously, people won't agree with me on that, or some people won't, but that's how I feel about it. So hopefully it's just about communicating and getting the message across. So hopefully that bit helps. Okay. And then I want to finish up with, actually I've got two more points. So the next one is the reaction of the rest of the family. So obviously both sides' families and their opinions on everything and how that can then impact you both and potentially sway your opinion one way or another. I mean, if you're, say, old school and you're like, oh, no. You can't have a sperm donor. You can't do this, can't do that. If you can't do it, then don't do it at all. I mean, for me, that's not right anyway. This is the 21st century. You know what I mean? If you've got the opportunity to be able to do it, then go for it. You know what I mean? Technology is there for a reason. It's to help us make things easier. Hopefully, the families are supportive, both sides, and support you in whatever, what's the word I'm thinking of? whatever decision that you both are going to make, that they both support you 100%. And I think what we need to do is we need to educate them as well in, like, yes, it may be a donor, but Nick will still be the dad. You know what I mean? It's not like he's not going to be less of a dad to the child. He will be the daddy. You know what I mean? So it's just making sure that educate yourself and your partner, and obviously educate the family, because they might not have firsthand like knowledge of it previously. So they might have all these different things, like, I don't know, does that mean that you, if you don't have any sperm, does that mean you can't jizz? You know what I mean? Silly things like that. You know what I mean? Like, what happens? What comes out? I mean, it sounds daft. Trust me. Someone said it to me. So hopefully that helps. And then obviously the worst case scenarios. Worst case scenario, which obviously I hope it hasn't happened, but it probably has, is ultimately you and your partner go separate ways because of what's happened. I mean, it's literally the worst case scenario. That's what I think anyway. Like, touch wood, won't happen. The missus doesn't leave me or anything like that. But if it did, I mean, you'd be devastated, aren't you? And it's not just that. especially if it gets really awkward. So we go back to the guy, the scenario of someone who struggles with the fact that there's going to be a sperm donor. They use a sperm donor because he keeps it bottled up. He doesn't express himself. He says, okay, yeah, we'll do it. We'll do it. You get down the line for 2-3 years. You have a child, but the father hasn't got over it mentally. He's put on a front. He's not really accepted the fact that this little baby boy or baby girl is his. And there's some form of resentment there. He never really views it how he should do, which is his child. And then the effect it has on the child, how he talks to the child, how he like deals with it, and how he like he doesn't feel completely comfortable doing stuff with it, because in the back of his head, he still feels, no, it's still the donor, it's not mine. Now, that would be what the worst case scenario for my opinion, because firstly, I would never think that way, and I struggle to even contemplate that, but it will happen. I mean, I keep saying it because it's so true. It's so true. It's bound to have happened over the years. And it's hard, you know what I mean? I mean, it's not the child's fault. I think that's one of the reasons why they truly make sure that you do understand. That's why you have the counselling and you understand completely what you're getting into, because I couldn't think of anything worse. And getting 3 years down the line and then you and your partner breaking up because of this. So I'm going to leave it at that. Please leave a comment or send me a message. The Instagram page is up. The link in the bio is to my Anchor page, where you can listen to all the other podcasts that I've done. The previous episodes. Obviously, you can still contact me on my old stuff as well, so the Nick Denton VA. But I'd like to predominantly go through Instagram now. So it's Male Infertility Podcast. You can't miss it. It's got the logo on there, a little spiel about in the old bio, and then everything else that you already know, like pictures or whatever. And yeah, I just want to give a shout out to the Other Half of Me podcast coming out on Saturday. Spotted it last night, so give that a listen. And if you enjoy this episode, send me a comment, and I'll see you soon. This is the MIP signing off.